Okay, let me do this real quick. Let's see if I can double screen this here.
Not, is it pertinent whether there was a bus stop in the, right in that area?
Is there a bus stop?
You know,
I don't know.
I don't
There's
know.
There's a bus stop.
That's fine.
So that 30 feet that you're looking at is, hold on, let me throw a line up real quick. Approximately right about here. So I think that's the 30 feet that the new that Colleen was talking about is on their portion of the property. The other portion of that easement's going to be down here on your property. And then on to Mr. DePoppy's.
Isn't that likely a shared easement, Stephen?
I'm not sure how it's written, Commissioner Thompson. Most easements are public.
If they're unless, on an assessor's map, unless, they're almost always public.
Yeah, correct.
But we'll, I think having the surveyor, even if you don't want to do a full-blown survey, but you show your property lines, your east property line and your north property line, and your driveway has to be on your property, mm-hmm. not the neighbor's. So, should we add that as a condition?
Mm-hmm. Is that good for the maps?
Super helpful.
Yes, thank you.
So, can't probably word that though because. There might be, I don't know what the county's access spacing, but if you can't have a driveway right next to your driveway, you know?
But we can't require that the neighbor give them access right. If it's on their neighbor's property.
Right, but they might, I don't know. I don't know how they typically would handle, like if they would require a shared driveway. But
it's, they wouldn't meet the spacing standard at all because the parcel's smaller.
Uh-huh.
Maybe it's 100 feet. So probably as far away of Highway 730 the best, as long as it's on their property. Mm-hmm. So I just drafted out a condition number 13 that hours of operation for trucks would be 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. and hours of operation for the shop would be 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. And then identify the property line on the north and east, and then we'll just need something from a surveyor that says, yeah, here's your property line. They don't have to survey it because that's really expensive to survey your whole property, but if they actually went out and marked your property and then you came to us and the public works for access permit, you'd be good.
The hours of operation from 6 to 4, that isn't hardly fair to ask somebody to quit at 4. Wouldn't 6 make a little more sense?
Other commercial businesses.
Yeah, that's just what he said. So for the shop would be.
But I think that we could. I would not like to see if we pass this.
Okay.
I would not like to see the 4 o'clock. I don't want midnight. I don't want to say, but I mean, you're going. Lechois is open till 6. I mean, I'm looking at more of a. I would be more like a 6 o'clock.
6 p.m. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Because that's not
quiet. 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. And then the trucks are come in a little bit later, so 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. That makes a lot of sense.
Can I ask about the property, tax lot 100? Looks like it's a towing business. How do they operate there? Because it's joining on the other side of 2nd Street.
It is a conditional use permit, right, Stephen? Tax lot 100?
I'd have to look. I don't remember for sure because I think they're on commercial. You gotta give me a minute to look for it.
It is in the commercial zone, so I.
We're general commercial.
You're general commercial.
Okay.
Okay. Did you do just a zoning permit, or did you have to do a conditional use permit?
We have a variance to live on property being.
Oh, okay. And then you also have certain number of vehicles parked there. Okay. So they sort of did it the opposite way. Like it was zoned commercial for the towing and a special permit for the residents. And this is like the reverse. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Nice. Thank you for that.
So the property due east of this subject property is commercial zone in the city. Can it be there's no houses there, so the residence is two residences over. It's not one of the northerly residences that's upset with this. Is that correct?
It's the, yeah, Mr. DePape owns tax lot 1,500 and 600, and he lives on 600.
But 1,500 can't be residential. They're commercial. Is that correct?
That's correct, yeah. That's why when we looked at it as staff, we thought it didn't look at all like spot zoning. It's just a continuation of that commercial zoning that's in the city.
So how does a commercial zone next to a commercial zone devalue a commercial zone? I'm not following.
I think Mr. DePape just raised that as a concern.
Okay. Mine's residential, it's not commercial, so mine's all residential.
Well, you use it for residential, but it's zoned commercial.
It shouldn't be.
It's, according to the Irrigan zoning map, 1,500 and 600 are all zoned commercial. Irrigan did a zone change back in, I think it was 2017. Yeah, 2017. And according to the Irrigan zoning map, everything to the east, all the way over to North First Street, on that side of the highway, between Columbia Lane and 730, is zoned commercial.
Which makes it worth more.
Yes, it does.
I guess I got two options.
There you go.
I have a question, since I'm still somewhat new to the commission. Are there noise ordinances in the county?
There are.
Yes, they're very difficult to enforce.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Really difficult to enforce.
Especially if it's agriculture. They can work 24 hours in Washington State. If their license is ag, you can't tell them to shut things down at night.
In a farm zone, and it's different, that's why.
Even if it's agriculture, too. If your agriculture business is related. Mm-hmm. In Washington State, I don't think
is your current business operation agriculture or commercial?
Our current? I mean,
the trucks that you run. I know you've got 10-wheelers. Uh-huh. Those are probably ag-related. Your other trucks, are they ag-related?
Yeah, yes. They're agriculture.
Okay.
But in it, so he was referencing a Washington law, mm-hmm. and the way we're addressing limiting hours of operation is really our way of addressing noise and mm-hmm. nuisance standards.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any additional questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
I promise.
Thank you.
At this time, does anyone want to continue the hearing or hold the record open?
Can we hear about what the city of Irrigan's objection was?
It's in. Did you?
There's a copy of the letter right there.
Is it?
Yep.
There's a piece. One piece.
Oh, yeah. Okay. At this time, we'll call the close to the public hearing. Planning Commission to deliberate and ask any questions of staff or the applicants. Any questions with the commissioners online?
You were saying the noise is hard to enforce the trip cap. Is that Oregon Department of Transportation that enforces that, or does the county have to enforce the trip cap?
We have to enforce it. That's why we included an and a reporting. If we get complaints, you know.
What are the penalties? Do you know the penalties? Is it just a financial fine or?
Sure. If they're in violation of conditions, we could revoke the permit.
Okay.
That's a fair question.
Any additional questions?
So the motion, I'd prefer if there were two. So the rezone would be a recommendation to the Board of Commissioners, and then the conditional use would be a standalone decision, which would your decision would be final unless that was appealed to the Board of Commissioners.
Okay. Nick, I I think they have to make a separate motion to amend the conditions of approval as well.
Yeah, so the motion would be, you might want to entertain a motion first. We didn't change the conditions on the zone change.
No, that's right, yeah.
Okay, so it would be to recommend the Board of Commissioners adopt the findings, if that's the route you want to go, and approve that, and then take a vote on that set, and then we can take a vote on the conditional use permit with two changes to the conditions.
Okay. Do I have a motion on the comprehensive map plan and zoning map amendment to make a recommendation to the Board of Commissioners?
I move that we amend the comprehensive map plan for rezone the 1.54 acre parcel from suburban residential to general commercial for ACM-151-24 and AZM-152-24.
And you're recommending to the board that they approve that?
Yes.
Yep. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Motion second. Any additional discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The next part is the conditional use. As we have discussed, there's some changes to be added.
So I can clarify an addition. If the findings are adequate, the motion could be to approve the findings with the two new conditions, number 13, relative to hours of operation, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. for trucks, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the shop. And condition 14 would be to identify property lines on the north and the east. Anything else? Okay.
That's not good. Do I have anyone to make a motion per Tamara's breakdown?
I move that we move forward with a conditional use permit adding number 13 and 14 as per planner Smabbit.
Okay. Do I have a second on that motion?
I second.
It's been motion's been made, second. Do I have any additional discussion? Hearing none, I'll make a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Now. That was four. Yeah.
Commissioner Thompson, was that in favor or opposed?
In favor.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, I apologize. Motion passed.
Thank you.
With that, that's the third part. The next part is
public comment.
Cool. Is there one other before public
comment?
Yes. Review. Yeah. Oh.
Yes. Your agenda. Before. And so the next piece is the review. Was it a year ago? I'm going to pass this off to Lampin, if that's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So, in June, the original CUP for Andrade's property on Wagon Wheel was revoked. And in these past 6 months, they've been very adamant in finding a new location and working with staff pretty regularly to figure out possible ways to make it happen and different angles which they could go about it. And they've really put in a lot of time and effort to do that with us. And I'd like to make note that they're still operating that business on their property, but we have not received any complaints during the 6 month time. And I'd like to point out also that to the best of our knowledge, they've been following a few conditions specifically from their original CUP, which they are not technically subject to at this point. This operations related to this permit should not interrupt or interfere with surrounding residential use, which we can assume that they are complying with still, because we have not received any complaints. Condition 2, all heavy equipment and truck traffic shall take place between the hours of 7 a.m. and 11 p.m., consistent with the Morro County Noise Ordinance, and we have not received any complaints there. And Condition 5, any person employed at this location will be limited to immediate family members, which we are aware to the best of our knowledge.
Okay.
That's it.
And no action on that, but the planning commission had asked for a report, so
yeah,
we've come full circle with this one.
We don't always do that. We have to do that. So
yeah,
thank
that's
you.
Right.
Okay, any additional correspondence?
No.
Do you want me to go to public comment and do the planning update after? Okay.
We don't even have to do a planning update.
Okay, so we'll open a public comment. If you have comments to make, need name, address, and if you can limit it to 3 minutes or so, just because there's a lot of people. I don't know if everyone wants to discuss, but I want everyone to have a chance to speak if they need to. So, anybody wants to speak? The chairs are open for you.
Está preguntando que si alguien quiere hablar, hacer un comentario público.
Good evening. Good evening. My name is Margarita Calvillo. I am coming with my dad, Guillermo Calvillo, who resides at 70190 Summit Lane in Boardman, Oregon. I'm here just to address a few concerns that I have with the West Glen area and the new zoning ordinances that are being put into place as to the small businesses and trucking businesses in that area. And just to try to get more light and understanding of what we have to do to also continue our small business. I feel like my dad went to his first town meeting a couple months ago, maybe 6 months ago. I was unfortunately unable to attend with him. According to what I received from him was along the lines that they were possibly wanting to remove the trucks from that area. But it wasn't a for sure, he wasn't understanding that it was a for sure final thing. Come around, we received a letter in January stating that if we didn't remove the trucks off the lot, we were going to get faced with a fine come on February 7th. We all showed up on January 11th to try to get more information, to try to, for the best of our knowledge, to see what we needed to do to keep operating our business. Our personal business has 2 trucks, 2 trailers, that is run solely by my dad and sometimes my brothers. We have lived there for 16 years. Well, no, we've lived there for 24 years, have had our trucks for 16 years. It started off with 10-wheelers, and then my dad turned into the bigger semis with the ag trailers. And we're unaware of the residential codes that were required of us. And now we are kind of being put in a pickle because us, along with 20 other different businesses and probably even more, are being affected by the change in the ordinances that are coming above. When we came to another town hall meeting on the 18th of January, our options, we came in asking if we were be able to apply for some type of permit, what information we could get to make us back into compliance so we wouldn't have to face these fines. It came across that we could apply for the permits, but it probably wasn't going to get approved. That our best options was to either buy property or lease property from a bigger business owner, both of which are big hardships on people who only have the 2 trucks or who run during one season. It comes with a lot of stipulations. Buying a whole new tax lot, you know, is going to be something that would require us to either pay tax dollars and more money to have one residential, one commercial property open. It would just be very difficult, as well as reselling the property that we already have on Summit Lane and West Glen with all the other issues going around it. We were told that there was complaints, which I had asked my father about, that have you received any complaints about your property? And we haven't heard of any specifically towards us. I think a lot of people are very nervous, very upset. It's not just in the West Glen area. It's all over Boardman, where people who have rural residential, farm residential, or any type of property like that, that has these small businesses. And I'm really happy to hear that the party before us was able to get a property that worked for them and that you folks were able to approve today. Unfortunately, I think that they had a head start on us because they were working with it first. So now we're in competition with 20 other businesses, maybe even more. We've seen a property that's difficult on us because, for one, our trucks, it's one truck trailer. What are the rates going to be? There's some people who can offer more than we can. Not only that, the businesses that only run during one time, during harvest season, you know, they have insurance during that time. Once the harvest season is done, they park their trucks in the back and just have them parked and don't have insurance on them anymore because they're on their private property. Coming to parking them on a leasing ground, you'll have to have insurance on them at all times. It's not going to be, oh, we don't have to put insurance. It's not just because of the business, but it's also the person. If these trucks are titled in a certain person's name, their license is at risk if they get hit to get suspended because they don't have insurance. So there's just a lot of concerns. I want to see what options we can come up with. I read through the previous zonings. I've read them 100 times now, I think. And I told my dad, I was like, I don't see where it says that we can't have a semi. And I asked about that also. And it was told to me, well, pretty much since it's not in the ordinances, it means that you can't have them. And I was like, well, I would have never read it that way. I don't think your average citizen or average person would be able to read that. Come to find out from reviewing previous minutes, trying to figure out how this started, how it happened, it's now being added in there. So it's kind of stressful. It's stressful for a lot of business owners. And I know that we have another meeting in February, at the end of February. I'm just kind of concerned is how many meetings are we going to have? And is it going to be you have to get off of your property or you're going to get started to get fined? And if we do start getting fined, how are these fines going to happen? It's not going to be easy to resell this equipment if we have to sell it. You know, it's not going to be easy to find a property to move all of our equipment. If it's noise complaints, if it's other complaints, we would like to work and try to figure out how we could come together and, you know, figure something out to where we can, you know, bring the noise complaints. If it's the roads issues, which those roads, I'm sorry to say it, but have been horrible from even before we had trucks and trailers. We've lived there for 24 years, so we've driven up and down those roads. The weather is a big part of it, I feel like. And it's honestly very, you know, if it fits the roads, maybe we can come up with something to help fix the roads. We just need solutions, and it's very stressful. And I know there is some drivers, some business owners like my dad, who's probably not sleeping right now because that's their way of living. That's their way to make their dollar. So I don't know where we're going with this, and it's just been very stressful. So we're just trying to see what we can do. And that zoning ordinance that is putting it going to be changed and put into effect is going to cause a lot of damage to a lot of people, especially at this time. And I just want to say thank you for the chance, and I'm not sure what else to say.
No, thank you. That was very, you did a very good job. Thank you for it.
Stephen,
just south of Boardman, off of Kunze. It's in the urban growth.
Outside of city limits.
Mm-hmm. Do you need a map?
Yes, please.
One second, I close everything. Give me a second here. This is the West Glen area right here. It's just south of Boardman.
Could you pop on the urban growth boundary in the city limits?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure. So everything in the white, light gray is urban growth boundary.
And the dark gray is city limits.
Correct.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Good evening. My name is Clary Mendoza. I live in, or my mailing address is P.O. Box 528 in Boardman, Oregon. I'm here to propose to add to the agenda
for the next meeting scheduled for February 27th for the board to provide us with a little bit more clearance regarding the zoning ordinance that was recently talked about, so we can actually bring to light and educate yourself on really what the zoning ordinance that is going to be in place. I think that there's many residents that this is the first time we actually heard about. So I would like to have the opportunity to understand a little bit more, have a little bit more background before a decision is made. Because as it was stated earlier, this will cause a lot of damage to many residents and small business owners.
Thank you. Can we address the ordinance? Yeah, please do. Feel free. Yeah. While we're waiting for somebody else, do you want to just explain it for everybody?
I wanted to just explain, and Tamara can jump in with more background on it, but the zoning for this area does not allow for the operation of a trucking business or the parking of trucks on those properties. And as far as I'm aware, it never has.
Correct.
And we're not proposing any new legislation that would change the allowed uses on the site at this time. Our upcoming code amendment does include a provision where we are considering the fact that we understand that some of you utilize your truck as your primary means of transportation, and we don't want to take that away from anybody to cause a transportation hardship. And so our code amendment addresses that by specifically allowing a maximum of one truck, no trailer, just the truck unit or tractor unit, if that's what you use as your primary form of transportation, since that's not currently allowed in the code. But other than that, just as it's always been, the zoning for the sites don't allow for the storage or operations of large commercial trucks on the site.
Can I say something to that?
Mm-hmm.
So my, I guess, like I said, my only concern towards that is that if that was the case where it's just being added language that you can have a truck, That would be fine. I would be able to understand and read that, but it's also specifically adding in there, you're not allowed to have small trucking or small businesses or trucks in there. That language is also being added in there. I've been reading over minutes, and there's been problems with RVs. There's problems with junk over there, too. Mm-hmm. And that's not specifically being added in there either. The RVs isn't being added in there. It feels targeted. And I don't want to put that in a way to where I'm being defensive. I'm just saying that it's coming out. It wasn't in there, and now it's specifically being put in there that, you know, and if it was the exception that you could have one single truck or one single truck, that would be perfectly fine with just that. But now it just feels targeted, and it also feels like, you know, it was told to me also that code enforcements are enforced by complaints, and honestly, like, I hate to say it, but to a lot of these landowners and tax property payers, it was a disservice to turn a blind eye to it, because now we're all stuck, and now we have all of us competing for a lot that we don't even know exists. Since I've been doing research and trying to find a lot in any of those categories, and I haven't been able to find any in any of Heppner, any of Ione, any of Boardman, any of Irrigan, and I haven't seen any for sale in the last months. So again, my main concern also is if we do have to move our property, if we do have to move everything, what's our time frame? When are we gonna get fines? And how is that gonna happen? Especially with 2020 to maybe even more businesses looking for the same thing now. Because yes, we're out in the open now, it's West Glen's out there in public, but there's other areas with this problem too in Boardman. It's not just West Glen, it's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And the word will get around, and you know, it's also unfair to target one specific spot
when it's everywhere, and now some people are going to get the benefit to keep living at their properties while others struggle, and it's going to be very difficult. So from, like I said, from what I read, the ordinances, the ones that are currently on your website, it says, it doesn't mention anything of it, and then now it is mentioning not just you can have a truck and a single truck, it's specifically being put in there, you are not allowed to have a small business or trucking business. And that's all I have. But,
thank you. So can I add to that? I think we are all familiar with the type of agricultural operation in our area. So when you consider a truck, the trailer comes with it. I can't think of operating something without the trailer. So on your code amendment to just allow the truck without the trailer, does that make sense?
The intent of it is so that we're not revoking anyone's primary form of transportation. So you would have to, in that case, park the trailer on a different piece of property in order to operate it if the truck was your primary form of transportation.
If your property is large enough for you to park your equipment tools that would allow you to operate, what's the restriction? I don't understand. Also, is the code amendment just being enforced in one area or all Morro County? Can you provide that information, please?
It is all Morro County. And we had we have some more information to share at the February 27th meeting. So we've had some impromptu, informal meetings, and we said when we had a meeting here January 11th, it was the second letter that code enforcement sent out that said you need to comply or you'll get a citation, and that's our process. So that was, we sent original batch of letters out in May to three neighborhoods, Wagon Wheel, West Glen, and then the property over by the Army Depot. Happy to say that Wagon Wheel is in compliance, and in large part because the Andrades found another place, and I don't think we have any pending trucking businesses in Wagon Wheel. And on the 27th, we will have some information. Several of the planners have been talking with other landowners. Some of the larger farms, it doesn't have to be a large farm, it could be a small farm, about permitting an area to park farm trucks. So it doesn't have to be in a commercial zone. There is a way, if you own land that's zoned exclusive farm use, and you want to set up a place to park trucks, and at least half of the business for parking trucks is agriculture related, we could approve a conditional use permit. We just need to find the person or persons who want to have a permit and apply for a permit. And I've talked to, you know, farm managers from three of the really large farms. Nobody said no yet. They might be interested. But you could also go down to Love's truck stop because they own property between the truck stop and the interstate, and that's zoned tourist commercial. And they could apply for a permit to store trucks on that property. So there are other pieces of property that might not be zoned commercial or industrial, just like the Andrades found. Other folks have talked to us about rezoning some property as well. And what we communicated on January 11th was probably the Planning Commission would not approve a home occupation permit to run a trucking business in a residential zone. Just to be honest, I don't want people spending money applying for a permit that probably would not be approved. We know we have everybody's attention now, and as long as everybody is working to find a place, then we don't have to issue a citation. But if we don't have that out there, then people don't look for any other place. The option to stay there is not an option, at least according to the current zoning. And clarifying in the code the allowing the truck, maybe you want to request that the Board of Commissioners, the Planning Commission has approved that and made that recommendation to the board, which will be on March 20th. And maybe you want to ask for a truck and a trailer, a single truck and trailer to be allowed. That might help some of you. I don't know what they would say about it, but remember those are residential roads. They're not county roads. County doesn't maintain them. I'm hoping at our next meeting we have our county administrator in Public Works who can talk a little bit also about the roads. We appreciate that you're here, that you've come to the meetings, that you're looking for property. It's not our intent to put anybody out of business.
Can I add on something to what Margarita was saying?
Yeah, you do.
I want to know what Morrow County is planning on doing to make sure that everybody complies, not just, like she said, it seems like it's targeted towards trucking businesses. But what about, I've tried to read the zoning, what about people that have more livestock per acre, mm-hmm. nuisance vehicles, junk? What is Morrow County planning on doing with that, or is it just targeting trucking businesses?
No, it just so happened that in these neighborhoods there were a lot of trucking businesses. Mm-hmm. We have a full-time compliance planner who's out on leave right now. So it's been Lanton, me, now Daisy. Everybody's required to follow the rules. Unfortunately, this has been an issue in some of these neighborhoods for a long time, and now we're enforcing them. So a lot of you have become accustomed to being able to stay there, and we appreciate that. That's very difficult. Other properties, we probably have 40 cases pending throughout the county. We're a little behind right now because our compliance planner's been out.